Blog Talk Radio.
Say, Nini.
At first, I wanted just a home,
but I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
Under night I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you
took a flight that be lonely.
Under skies that were blood.
Cause you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. What you and I, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shot it. Breakups to make up all day, you heard what I said. My heart ain't the safest game, still feeling some pain. Heart on my sleeves and sometimes I can't breathe when I think of my past. I can't do that again, won't grow through that again. My heart ain't the safest, I fall and feel naked. But shorty, what you, I feel it's a vibe, oh lord. Why when you leave me, you creep up in my mind. Now I'm online, looking through your posts on some creep shit. Run your line and tell you when we eat it on some feast shit. Knowing I don't do it, so she think a nigga capping. But me, what I say, so she know I ain't just rapping. Had to fall back and understand what I'm after. My ex was my associates, but you were like my master. So why am I comparing? And I think cause it's scary. I met you, I fallen, you make me feel crawling. It's not out the question. If I fuck up and I know we just started, but flawless, it's not on my record. And I am not undefeated. Sometimes, yeah, I have cheated. And girl, it was premeditated. The tone for the song was inspired by nights in Vegas, yeah.
But I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
Under night, I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you
took a flight that be lonely.
Under skies that were blood.
Cause you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shawty. And it's only been a few months in the situation. Sure, they got me thinking patient.
Don't fumble a heart like I'm a quarterback. Roger that, my heart been in the blender. To this day, still picking splinters off the parts, so was left behind. I had to piece it back together, but it's parts in it going cold or frozen. I live the life of a chosen soldier. I need a Bonnie who gon' hold the toaster. Right beside me, a deep trench so the cold is water. Or hold me close when a soldier broken. So shorty, can you do that? I teach you how to shoot what you shoot back. If niggas got the drop and they threw that, or put me back together when the world beat me blue black.
Baby, is anything I'm saying sounding crazy? Is anything I'm saying sounding
at first
crazy?
I wanted just a home.
What you
there ain't no difference, get to know me. And you ain't meet another phony. Took a flight that be lonely. Cause you a vibe, shot it.
It's your motherfucking moment. Yeah, it's your motherfucking moment.
fucking motion.
Life's but a dream. Here we are inside of it, and you inside of me. Run to your work, sure I always fall asleep. Finally you can add this moment to your memory. Ooh, take away your pain. Give me all of your emotions. Land it like a plane on my back if you can't hold it. Life's but a dream that you manifest it slowly. So fuck a fantasy. It's your motherfucking moment. It's your motherfucking moment. It's your motherfucking moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Miss VIP, and tonight's show is a new one. This show is all about expressing your vibe. So, we want you, I'm sorry, me and my lovely diva, La Perla Negra, is with me tonight in place of Poetic. And Diva, it is good to have you on board. How are you tonight, girl?
You know what? I'm so hyped about this show tonight. Oh my God!
Yes,
and it is
yes,
an
yes.
honor. It is an honor to kick it off with you. Really.
Thank you, dear. Thank you so much. Tonight, my diva and I invite everyone in the sound of my voice to come in and express your vibe. We want you to be yourself, spit whatever's on your mind, whether it be conscious, exotic, romantic, wholesome, happy, or just downright you know what. Whatever it is, look, don't even come into character about anything. Just be you. Express your vibe.
Right. Bring
diva.
You.
This program tonight is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? You got yours on, Diva.
I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
I most definitely do.
All
and
right,
thank
man.
You so much to our illustrious CEO for this platform, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. my balladeer, a.k.a. Mr. Sinister. I don't even know what the other a.k.a. is.
honey.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. I mean, Diva, I am so eager. I'm ready to hear everybody. But Diva, I'm going to give you the honor of starting this show off.
Wow.
And I'm waiting
wow.
for you to express your vibe.
All right. I call this "Be Careful What You Wish For." I told him that I don't need to be rescued, but I do have a deep desire for him and only him. He responded with, "And I want you in the worst way. Your scent, the feel of our skin. I want to taste you first because I know that with every lick, I bring you closer to the overflow of your soul pouring into my mouth. Your essence makes my mouth water and will become the water in my mouth. So I will drink you deep, thus connecting us for lifetimes. The exchange will be epic, spiritual and celestial. My love in your body would be incomplete without having access to such a wonderful treat. So make no mistake, this clandestine meeting of lips will bring pure satisfaction, so deep, so fulfilling, your mind won't be able to comprehend what your body is going through. Because what will take place is at a cellular level. Your scent will now become my only sustenance. And your spots, all known only to me. Because I will have had personal conversations with each one of those places, and my tongue will have spoken in your native tongue. My love making claims you for lifetimes because I will master your body in a way that you will realize the place you feared is my imminent obligation of duty to please for what you wish for. And that's that peace. Or should I say, that's that vibe.
That's that vibe. All right now.
That's that vibe.
Y'all heard my diva. Y'all better be careful with what you wish for, because you just might get it.
You just might get it. Mm-hmm. And you know what, Diva? You should set that you should set that mark for them on here. Instead of saying that's that piece or end theme or, you know, whatever, that's that drip.
That's that vibe.
On here, we're going to say that's that vibe at the end of your piece, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to do over here. Now, my sexy diva, I know you brought something delicious. I know we about to vibe with you. Yes. So whenever you are ready, Express your vibe.
You know what, Diva? I'm going to have to do a slight pass because, I was trying to search through my stuff and can't find a thing. I will tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
As of a half an hour ago, my vibe is now. Mm-hmm. Bam, girl. All right. But anyway.
All right now.
I am ready to. I am so ready to open up these mics. I am so ready. Are you ready?
Ready with it too. Yes, yes. Let's see who we vibing with.
So don't forget, everybody. If everybody's listening, don't say M piece or M poem or whatever. Saying that's my vibe. End it with that. How about that? First on
there
the mic.
This is hot.
This is my everyday. Everyday with you.
That's Baby Diva for sure.
It is. Oh, yeah. We got the
started it off nicely.
Thank you. Thank you. I think it was suiting. I think it was befitting of the title of the show. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, we vibing with Baby Diva. Yes. That's what's up.
So, Baby Diva.
How are you two doing?
A.K.A. Essentially Zionese. But Baby Diva.
Yes. Wait. A.K.A. Penny.
I know. Penny. Don't leave that one out.
Penny.
I was trying to leave it alone. See, I was really trying to leave it alone.
I had to.
But.
I started it on here. You
can't resist.
No, I can't.
Oh, man.
This is so awesome. I am so excited about this show, really. Even the title is hot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, when Van come up in here, oh, it's really going to take off. It is
showing
really
up later.
Take off. Okay.
It's going to be something, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you right about that.
So, people, we are ready. And we're gonna step back.
Yep. What's your vibe? And let you bring that vibe.
Something a little obscure, but here goes. Get my music on. All right. The title of this piece is 2 boxes of ink. She practices calligraphy, morphing cursive into butterflies, framing a quote about not chasing happiness. I remember how I frowned, and I had to stand on my toes to read it. What makes the thing profound? It said, focus on his will, and the butterfly will rest on your shoulder. I have questions, but asking in truth is disrespectful. She collects butterflies, or is it happiness? Chasing calligraphy, practicing frown. So I bought 2 boxes of ink, one for her decorative writing, and one for my questionable thoughts. Because repair begins in commonalities. And that's my vibe.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We have an artist. We have an artist, Diva. Yeah.
Yeah, we got an artist. Oh, yes.
I love that.
And guess what? I'm digging her vibe.
I'm digging your vibe.
I almost forgot to be that. I'm like, no, that needs to be that too.
Girl.
Oh, yeah. Music is it, girl.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
You helped me out with that, though.
You set the tone with the music that y'all brought, so I had to, I had to bring it up.
Right? Yo, you said a butterfly will land on your shoulder?
Yeah, so there's this quote that I used to see growing up, and it said that if you, it had to do with not chasing a butterfly and letting it rest on your shoulder. But I cannot remember the whole quote. I have to call that family member and ask them to take a picture of it. But it had to do with not chasing a butterfly, and then eventually it will rest on your shoulder. But I can't remember
I can't remember the quote, but I know it. I do know it, and it's true. And you know what the significance is behind that butterfly. It's about change. It's about going through change. I love that. I love that. There was another part you said in there about, I can't remember it now. That piece was so elegant. It was so beautiful.
It was so there.
Oh my God! I almost lost it. I love it, girl. I have a bad habit of saving them as word that I'm not titling them.
So I almost lost this one. I had to stumbled on it earlier today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
Girl, I have thousands of pieces that are untitled. Okay, so I understand.
Right?
Shut up, Rocky.
We understand. Save it on the first line. Fucking believe. But you know what? I love. You are a true artist because your displays have that type of calligraphy that I truly love. It's a specific script. You know, and that really, really gets me. And, you know, the paints and the, you know, and I'm sure you have those pens that I'm sure they have that point on them, them fountain pens. Yes, I know.
Yeah, all of that was in mind when I was writing this.
Yeah.
I got your phone.
You know, I'm
going to
record something later visually, so you'll see.
Yeah.
Got your vibe, girl.
That was the word. Most definitely.
Thank you so much. Now we're gonna we're gonna set you in the groovy room.
Uh-huh.
I think I might have to call that the
where
groovy
we going
room.
Now, okay. All
right. There you go, the groovy room. Okay.
The groovy room. Yep.
Okay.
So thank you so much, darling. Stick around and listen to the rest of the show.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Love one night.
One love, honey. One love.
One love, one night.
Right.
Yay!
Oh my God! See,
girl,
you
yes,
can tell
I feel
a
like
true artist.
Yay!
You can tell a true artist. Yes.
Oh, you most definitely
she was
can.
First
you
in.
Most definitely can.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I was loving her
you, but,
vibe.
You know what?
Yes.
Yes, and you know what? And it's her. It's no one else. It's her. You know. Don't
That's
say
it.
Look. Remember what I said, people, don't go in character, just be yourself. Hey, and it was short and it was sweet. You understand what I'm saying? I got her vibe
people.
Right away. Didn't you not, Diva?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Are we ready for the next caller, Diva?
Yes, we are.
All right. Area code 540. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Hey, how are you, sir?
How you doing?
What I'm doing
say, how
fine.
You vibing tonight?
So I've been in orientation. I haven't been doing any poetry. Been so busy lately. You know, Yeah, so I wanted to, you know, do something.
Okay. Nice. Okay. So,
what did you bring the vibe with us tonight, then?
Well, I ain't bring something to write with, so I'm going to bring a freestyle.
All right, well,
and
you always your vibe.
You know what, I'm going to put a little twist in this. I'm going to do a little twist. I'm going to call this poem Rated X.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready?
We're ready.
Express your vibe.
They say that a storm is coming, watching the world in the point of view. baby, I'm just looking at you. See your vibe and everything that what you love to do. Even when I'm fighting against the man, I guess I'm looking at you. So I can be relieved of what's been severe. My point is clear that everything that I need right here is at home. And I had to bring you a Rated X style because the way I feel is just so unknown. I need to blaze microphones more often. But when I grab the mic, I guess I got to proceed with caution. Well-known boss at all costs. Let the world fill my exhaust, the fuel. You see, I need to express myself like if I was X marking the spot. Baby, you there. And you and I are going to take on this world together. We're like a rated X, and the world would say our mouths are filthy, guilty, by speaking on for what I've seen, by all the murder that I've seen. But when I kiss you, baby, my heart is on the mellow. When we make love, it's like I'm speaking a cappella, but still at the fight, still at the march, still starving for justice, still want peace within our own community. And then when I come to you, it's like sex is on my mind, but I'm like unity is on my mind. So I give you all the pressure right in your middle, and I let it be known that it's so official. But we ride this thing out together. You could put the X to the next X, next to the other X. They say our mouths are filthy because we just want change. But if we just keep seeing what we're seeing, they try to say we have no right to complain. But from day one, oh, yeah, I can still be unknown. But you by my side, it's a rated X. I'm expressing love through our black universe. It's automatic, charismatic, the lyrical engine. He is in them all in, forever and drug. And that's my vibe.
All right.
There you go. There you go.
All right, there you go.
Hey.
Sounds like a ride or die piece. All right now. Thank you so much, Otto. That's what's up.
Yes, it does.
And
yeah.
Thank you for coming through and expressing your vibe.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
You know I had to do that, ladies, of course. You know,
uh-huh.
I can't wait to have, you know, the naughty day. I think that's every Wednesday where people are so naughty and it's no longer nice.
Not all the time. Not all the time.
No, no.
Sometimes. Not all the time. Not all the time.
But, you know, but this is a place where you can express whatever you want to, just as long as you. So there you go. Thank you so much, sir.
Right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, Diva. Diva.
Oh, man.
We might get a... you know what I want to know? I want to... You know what? One of these days when he comes on to express your vibe,
uh-huh.
I think one of these days it's going to be so good he'll grab him. How about that? Let's bring him in.
Yeah. It'd be nice if he grabbed him.
Welcome to Express Your Vibe. What's going on, C-Devil?
Hey.
Hey, how you vibing tonight?
What's going on?
We want to know how you vibing tonight.
Well, I'm walking down this hall just trying to make sure I got good connection and I'm not sounding gravelly like Joe Cocker singing You Are So Beautiful. So am I sounding all right?
You need to stop. I like that song.
You are crystal clear. I do too. Don't be throwing no shade to Joe Cocker. I like that song. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah. He'll be all right. And I can't be Rutherford B. Jones, so let me stop that.
No.
That's my brother. So I can't right. imitate him.
Well, no, you right? see Double 34 music. That's why.
Yeah.
You are you.
You the wordsmith.
All right.
So I want to congratulate you on this new show, this new vibe. And I don't know why I got the Boyz II Men remix with Tretch, Busta Rhymes, Craig Mack, and Method Man on my head. But that's what I'm getting out of this.
When I'm
what? Okay.
Well, as long as it's you and how you're feeling, then you can express your vibe. The mic is yours.
There you go.
Thank you very much. This piece is called Vibing. I'm this boy on the beach, feeling those good vibrations, where some like it hot straight from the power station. I'm going to turn it on from the electric company. I can be naughty by nature and still have juice like I'm Omar Epps, but I won't pretend because I don't blend with the audience. I'm overdressed. I'm buck naked and raw like a hottie microwaving chicken. I thought I'd save that from Flavor of Love to distract your interest. Simply put, here's my signature written. I've got more than 9 lives, and I can be quite finicky. I'm an individual industry that's intelligent to infinity, twisting your mental ministry spiritually until the winter winds ascend up your miniskirt. I vibrate your mind state at a prime rate to make your thighs quake, because I hang longer than the Alaskan pipeline. My time's defined by interior design that's never sublime when I pantomime from dropping these pants of mine. Can you feel the vibe that hits you like Tina did Ike? If you don't mind, let me repent to save my afterlife. If I was a corporation, my name would be capitalized while you read it in a tweet like a shout as you shed tears for fears. See, my mic is mechanic. Now, can you hear me running through the living years? I bust a rhyme and got you all in check now. Tell me how you feel. I sing the uptown anthem to ask you to arm me with harmony. My method as a man is bring more pain than Chris Rock doing comedy. Macking more than whores on Craigslist, making you say mercy me more than Marvin did, and I'm far from done. My offense from Arizona is cardinal. You so fine, I just want to sop you up. I said that in effect to whet your appetite, to attract you like a magnet where you say, damn, that's that vibe.
Damn.
Well, damn.
Yes. Back in water. Oh, words. I
like,
love
like
it.
Now you know.
Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy.
Wow.
You got.
That is that vibe.
Signature written on your kitten.
Your kitten? Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. You know what? You just listen. You know what?
Uh-oh.
You are the second man in, I think it's what, 2 nights, 3 nights, that has used that word kitten.
Huh.
And that word to a woman's ears is like melted chocolate in her mouth. It just feels so good. It tastes good. It's delicious. Because you don't have to be vulgar. But it turns like, oh,
no.
Lord. All
no.
right. Oh,
exactly.
Lord. Especially to affect your sexual. You don't have to use any kind of vulgarity. Because, Lord. All right, Diva. You go ahead and take over because I'm about to go. God.
I just got stuck with the signature written on the kid. I just got stuck, but any other, but of course I picked up everything, but it was really dope. I'm telling you, I'm like, what?
Yes. Yes, right.
You got it. You got it.
Mac Moore.
Yeah, you had me. You had me change up some things at the end when you were talking about end it with "That's That Vibe." So I had to add last four lines. And thank you for challenging me.
Absolutely. Now we're gonna set you over in the Groovy Lounge too. All right.
Yeah.
Do I get Scooby snacks with that?
You can have anything you want with that.
What?
Go over to the bar and ask Kalinda.
So that way I can get high and stuff.
Oh, you can look, if you want to. However you want. Go on in there and catch some vibes. Some good vibes.
That's what I would do. Thank you both very, very much. And
thank you.
Congratulations once again on the show.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, wow.
I appreciate you. All right, one love.
One love and one mic.
Mm-hmm. That's that vibe. Oh, man.
Lord have mercy.
Girl.
I think I want to take my socks off, Diva.
You want to take your socks off?
Yes, I do.
This is Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Be me. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany. Baby.
All right,
did you take
Diva.
Your socks off, Diva?
Yes, I did. And I feel good.
I took my socks off, too. Baby.
All right. So, we have a treat. Next on the mic is Mother of Dragons. Hey, Diva, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's up? My goodness. Wow, welcome to Express Your Vibe. Wow. This is a treat. My goodness. Oh, man. Diva, how you been?
I am doing better. I don't know. My the weather has been wonky down here, so my voice tends to go in and out. So yeah, but I'm doing better. Yeah.
Wonderful. That's excellent.
But I feel much better now that I'm talking to you, ladies. Of course.
Oh, that's what's up. Oh, I'm loving her vibe. Yes. Okay. That's what's up, man. This is a treat because it's rare that we hear from you. So, and you are, this is talk about artists. Man, we got another one right here.
I appreciate that.
Well, we are ready, my darling, for you to express your vibe.
Okay. All right. I am a whole vibe, and an autonomy of a soul steal, a chakra, a thief, a mother of dragons. When I sit on his throne, his scepter breaks. This is my moment. I display my crown. Fire comes out of my mouth. The unburnt, the crux is being placed back together. Bringer of pleasure and peace, rider of stallions and beast. I am a crab rising and setting. That vibe.
Wow.
Wow.
All right now.
His scepter breaks. Oh, my.
Hello.
Goodness.
But she
yeah,
is
you
a chakra.
Beef.
I love it.
Yeah, a chakra.
I love it.
Okay.
Yes, he is a chakra.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I caught that
wow.
right away. I caught
okay.
that right away.
Oh, man. Oh, my. Okay. All right. Oh, yes, I'm feeling
mm-hmm.
your vibe. That's
what's
up.
You didn't challenge me because I didn't have – I had some other poems, but I wrote this probably maybe – I always write before y'all show. So I write while y'all write two guests before me. I wrote this poem. So that's
mm-hmm.
how much y'all challenged me. Yeah.
Wow. Girl, I'm glad you wrote it, too.
Me too.
That'd have been a shame to miss out on something like that. Wow.
So y'all will always be my inspiration.
Oh, that's a good thing.
I'm starting to go, I want to be a chakra too. Hey. Oh, my God.
Hey.
You are.
Oh, my God.
You are.
That is truly, truly amazing.
Yes,
I
love that
that's
piece.
What's up.
Yeah.
Diva comes
you for
in.
Vibing with us. Okay.
Yes.
Came in here vibing with us on a high vibe. Yeah. I'm loving it.
And on a Friday night.
Okay.
Yes, definitely
all
on
right,
a Friday
baby.
Night.
Yes. Thank you so much. We're going to send you to
you're
the
welcome.
Groovy Lounge. And
definitely.
You can have a little toot. And a little libation, whatever you want to have.
A little wine and libation is always great. And
there you go.
One love and one night, ladies.
One love.
One love, one night. Yeah.
This show is
yes,
popping. I'm looking at the lineup of callers. Do you see who's coming? Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Then
you got to bring it back to me, though. You got to bring it back to me. Yeah.
That's the whole purpose of throwing it in. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Let's keep this party going. All
yes.
right. Area code 713. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Who do we have on the mic?
Sir Lawrence, what's going on, ladies?
Hello.
Sir Lawrence, look who came to vibe with us. Goodness.
I did. I said, well, can't no point in having a new show and I can't show up.
I know that's right, and we are glad you
well,
did.
I think
yes, we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, greetings to you both.
Thank you.
Yes.
Greetings to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting.
What
the,
you got?
Everybody's on the sexual tip. I was trying to go into a little consciousness. I don't want to spoil anything.
Oh, no, baby. It's whatever you feel. It's no matter what you feel, just bring it. It's anything. It's all about you, the real you.
Ooh.
So what you got?
Express
it can be conscious.
Express
all you
your
want.
Vibe.
Mm.
Well,
exactly
I got some conscious for you right here.
Okay.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, express that vibe.
Indeed. The truth is bent. Research studies are learning us to control us, inventing more words and even group types, falling for the same con game, convincing us to convince ourselves. Thinking theory is a fact. Brainwashing is moral reasoning. Communication is just catchphrases. I can't complain. If that's true, why bring it up? What is the distraction this time? The truth is bent. Common sense is not a seasoning, and heavy used to be a real thought. Can we look beyond what we've been taught? Pictures of Adam and Eve with navels, birds and bees falling out of the sky wherever they crank up the 5G. If it's satellite imagery, why don't we see the planes on maps or Google Earth? Or is imagery the keyword? The truth is bent, and we are the willing hostages, waiting for them to create the conditions, then sell us the fix. And before you go on about reparations, is slave a word or a title? But who? Words are sound power. Words are sound power. They can show us a white Jesus they themselves have never seen. But they can't show us a slave ship. And the only thing said is, I believe. Then they show us a red devil with horns, a pointed tail, holding a fork. Notice the details. And then tell us the witch doctor is a joke. The truth is bent. And gender now has categories. Gender sexualization, transgender, gender dysphoria. You know, like Alex, I take gender for 300. Even in basketball, there are rules to the game. You play on a court, and if you step outside the line, you are out of bounds. Our children becoming the main course. There's more respect for a drink called Dr. Pepper, a man in a dress with high heels, and the people's child sex trafficking. Truth is bent. While there's a new meaning when your child comes to you saying what they want to be before they grow up, the truth is bent as we give honor to the God that made mistakes. And that's that vibe.
Yo, go ahead, Diva. Man, go ahead.
That's a hell of a vibe. That's a hell of a vibe you are feeling tonight. There was some home truths up in there. And then, you know, I mean, everybody has a right to their vibe. You know what I'm saying? But, you touched on something tonight, man. I appreciate you. Oh, goodness. Yeah, Lord.
Right, right.
You touched on something,
right.
Thank you, Diva. Mm.
He sure did. Yeah, somebody's awake.
Somebody is wide awake.
I know, because I'm awake, too.
Wide awake.
But we recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I recognize. I know what's going on. Trust me, I know what's up. I love that. I love the conscious not only shows that you are awake, but it wakes other people up, too. Because
everything
that you mentioned in there are facts.
Yeah.
What's going on now, what's been going on, and where it's headed. That statement, our children are would you say the main course?
Yeah.
That's very, very real. I'm ready to talk, but this is not my time. This is not my show. I'm trying to tell you. I'm ready to get the conversation going. You want to wake some people up? I'm with it. I'm with
you. I heard that.
Trust me.
Look,
give me.
Give me a glass of that. Give me a glass of that mental stimulation over here.
Let me tell you something. Last night, there was a poet that brought in a piece where she was talking about alchemy. Well, guess what? I'm a spiritual alchemist.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Okay. I moved it around and worked it out. Believe me, I'm ready to go. But I'm not going to do this because I'm in my element.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this the one. You kick the soapbox out the way and we just go.
I'm trying to tell you. It's a beautiful thing. But
okay.
Thank you for coming in here vibing with us. I'm loving that, the way you vibing. Oh,
and what a
I don't
want to
wear
that
word out, but, yo, that was a
right
piece right there, man. That's that piece right there.
That was a hell of a
piece. Yeah,
right.
That's that
mm-hmm.
work.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
All right. Well, stick around for the rest of the show. Thank you so much.
In fact.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Diva. Whoa.
Uh-oh. Here he comes. Go ahead.
You know what? It's 10 of 10. Why don't I just do the lineup? How about, and then we're going to bring him in. Because we're going to get thrown for a loop. So I need to prepare myself. I need to gird myself up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Would you mind?
I'll do the lineup for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, well, you go, girl.
Oh, I thought you you want to do it or you want me to do it?
No, it's all right. I can do the lineup. Ladies and gentlemen, my goodness, in the Epiphany Radio universe, tomorrow night is my diva, La Perla Negra, with her co-host Stan the Man Phillips with Poetic Therapy. Y'all come on out and get some. Lay on the couch and lay it all on the radio. On Sunday, we have the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sansom, a.k.a. Divine Inspirations, and Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, as they bring the praise on and the music on. Monday night, ladies and gentlemen, is the Soul Cafe, or the Neo Soul Cafe. And that's with our CEO, awesome Larry Maddox. It is with my co-hosting with him is my diva, La Perla Negra, and baby diva, essentially Jeanette, and Poetic. On Tuesday evening is Mojave. Mojave has the War Council, Honey Drippers. He got Fly Speak. He got stuff. I don't know which one it is. I'm so sorry, Mojave. I'm sure you'll let me know. On Wednesday is the Love Zone with me, Miss VIP, and my diva, La Perla Negra, whereby we don't have a subject just as yet, but we're going to have one, and y'all better come on in. Thursday night, we have the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and Poetic. And Friday, ladies and gentlemen, will not be Express Your Vibe next week, but it will be Keith Eric with Renaissance Poetry. And on Saturday night is going to be alternating with, what is it now? Let's talk about it. With Poetic. So now, mm-hmm. Diva, did I get that right? So I think Poetic is this week, right?
I think he is tomorrow night, yes. But that's all right. That's the gist of it.
Okay. Yep. But anyway. And
that was a beautiful lineup.
Express Your Vibe, guys. As you guys figured it out, we are alternate Fridays. So, so that's it in the Epiphany Universe. Now, I think I'm all girded up because I have to prepare myself before I hear this poet.
Yes,
I might
yes.
have to throw a shoe at him. I'm telling you. Make me throw my shoe at you. Let's bring him in.
All right.
Hey, hey, what's going on? Welcome to Express Your Vibe. How you doing, Joe?
Oh, good evening, good evening. Oh, my goodness, y'all caught me off guard. I wasn't ready, but hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, hey, Joe.
How y'all queens doing tonight?
Man, we're wonderful. We're here vibing high.
Yes. Yeah. Why y'all trying to
throw
stuff at me? What's going on? I miss something?
So what, Archie? We want you to just come and express your vibe. Did you bring you? Because that's all you need.
Yeah, I did.
Well, you know, we throw stuff when it's really good so you can bring it back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
So how y'all feeling? Talk to me. What's going on?
Oh, man. I'm feeling great. I went to the nail salon. I got my nails did, get my feet did. I'm just that's my treat to me, and I love it. So I'm doing well. Thank you.
That's a good segue to what I'm about to do for y'all. So thanks, man. I like that.
Oh,
All right.
I'm ready.
All right, so here we go. Call close shave. Close shave. She took my hand and led me to her facilities. It was a small space. And while I gathered my sensibilities, my face she kissed and caressed tenderly. Gingerly fidgeting, she said, "Sit here and relax." Her command. She left me there to stare in homage. She came back with a cup and a foaming brush. A pearl-handled straight razor her late father gave her. She set them down near a marble table. And she straddled me. She kissed me deeply and hard with intent. Tugging at my waist, she lifted my shirt over my head. I hear running water as I'm blinded by my gear. The fog of steam and shield of reflective glass. She bares her breast and removed the rest of my clothing. She loathes being restricted by any fabric. So blessed is she, matching her nudity, I stood as we clasped hands. Wet kisses continued, the water stopped flowing. "Are you ready?" is all I heard. The glint of fluorescence off the blade caught my eye. She whips up a froth still warm from the steam. "Take a seat, sir." The inflection in her voice commanding and sweet, I took my seat. Soft white peaks grace my cheeks. "Don't speak." Her finger pressed on my lip. Open fingers spread and tilted my head. I feel the edge of a blade take away hours of growth. Stubble-filled cream she flicks and wipes another swipe. A bare skin highway remains, hearing the sound of the blade rake across my face. Trusting. Understanding the surrender it takes to love. She hums some song and she sings and taunts me with a nudity. Feel that she wields the shape edge of commitment. Her comment is, "Close your eyes," and whispers. She chose to shave my whiskers. The steam rises higher and hotter. A heavy hot towel hits my face like a blotter. I didn't move. She rubbed my face smooth. I felt the vibe she exudes. No chafe to the place of uncommon lips. I got to shave her next, but I'm not speaking on that bliss. It's my piece. Thank you.
You said that's that vibe, but that's all good. That piece was... Lord, Diva, I'm sorry.
I can't do it. I'm about to throw my shoe at you. Matter of fact, I'm about to throw my notebook at you.
was so good. I'm like, man, come on. And see, and you know what? And see, my imagery is like, my mind is like, bing, 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 bing. Because I'm seeing,
girl,
everything you talking about. And I got stuck on the grinding part. Okay. So I got stuck. I got a little stuck because I saw it in my mind. And I'm thinking, damn, that's how we vibing tonight. Jola, verbal mind. You know what, Diva, we're going to have to hit him up in his inbox and let him know what his real name is.
I know, right? We still haven't called him yet. I think you'll like it. Well, let me tell you something. I am a visual as well. And I'm so visual that I don't even need any outside stimulation for me to get my shit off. I just need it. I need to be in my own ear, in my own imagination. And when you said stare with intent, do you know how contact is? If you can look someone dead in their eyes, right in their face, and just read their story in their eyes, oh, God. Ooh, child. All right, I can't talk about that no more because it does something to me, but I'm very serious. That peace, y'all came vibing high tonight. The vibe,
I'm liking this vibe.
I'm loving it. Oh my God, I can't wait to be just a caller and call in and talk some shit to you and Poetic.
I know, you know what? And I was about to say that, like, you know what? I want Joe to tell us a bedtime story. That's what I want.
Lord, now she's starting trouble for real. Oh, God.
I'm so sorry.
Girl, can you imagine?
Sorry, not sorry. I feel like a recap commercial. Sorry, not sorry.
Lord, so, my locks just fell. That's a sign. That's a sign. That is a sign, I'm trying to tell you. I forgot they were sitting on top of my head.
Thank you so much, Joe.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate that, y'all. I appreciate that.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you. All right, one love. You know what, Diva? Come on now.
What?
Come on now.
Girl.
I need a break. I need a break after that one. Just one break. Thanks.
Oh, girl.
Why isn't my computer working?
Radio.
Oh, there it goes.
There you go.
Your number one hit station in town. This is
This is Song, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love. Okay. All right. I have recovered.
All right.
Well, I think I know who the next caller is. All right. Hello, hello. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Is this my lady?
Hello.
Hey.
Where are you?
Hey. Hey. Oh, good.
It's me. It's Lady A.
Go.
How are you?
Welcome to Express Your Vibe, Lady A. Oh, man.
Yeah.
We are vibing. How you doing tonight, Lady A?
Not too bad. It's been a beautiful day. I got a new floaty chair for the beach and went up just hook an anchor and sitting there and float to your heart's content.
And you sound like sunshine is just
like
beaming
that.
Down on you. You just sound so good, girl. I can hear the light in your voice.
Yeah, there's something about the water that's in the sand and everything that really helps me to stay grounded, and it's a wonderful place to be. Love it.
Oh, baby, earth is always good to ground yourself in. Trust me. It is always to be in touch with the elements. Oh, man, and I hear it, and it makes me happy.
Yes.
I love that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really
fabulous way to rejuvenate your soul.
Absolutely. Girl,
all right, darling.
Yeah.
Okay, so
well,
I can't wait to hear three pieces all picked out, and I've now lost them, so I'm trying to find them very quickly so I don't take up your time.
It's okay. We're just happy you've popped in. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to feel your vibe, whatever it is, conscious, exotic, romantic, whatever it is, I want to hear it. We want to hear it.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I feel like an idiot because I picked them all out and everything, and I've lost them now. I'm on the search, so I feel terrible about that. Hang on one second, and I'll try to. Oh, don't you hate that when that happens?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a kind of a dark one, and then I had sort of a romantic kind of one. So I will give you the choice. Which one would you like to hear?
Oh, I love romance, honey.
Okay. So I'm going to try to. I could kick myself. I had them ready and everything. But in any case, I love romantic poetry, too, and I write a lot of it, actually, and some of it's romantic and some of it's sensual, and altogether they're really kind of fun to read and share. So this is I'm trying to find this. This is a new show for you girls, or?
Yes, it is. It's not my show. I'm just standing in for Poetic. It's going to be him hosting this with VIP.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is the pilot. This is the first show. So this is awesome
great.
That you made it on.
Oh, I feel like it. Oh, so sorry.
You want us to come back to you?
You want us to come back
to
you?
We can do
you?
That.
We can come back to
we
you,
come back
right?
To you next.
Yeah, we'll come
absolutely.
Back to you while you go ahead
no
and
problem,
find
darling.
It. Yes.
All right.
And then, okay, so sorry.
It's all right.
All right.
We'll be back.
Well, guess who is on the mic, though, Diva?
Who
I do believe.
Who is this? Oh, I see him. Uh-oh.
Yes. Ooh. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Hey,
Venom. How you doing?
How you ladies doing? How you doing? How you doing?
Oh, man.
We're wonderful. How are you?
Yeah.
I see. I mean, mad props to my boy, Brother Joe, you know. Mad love to I call him King Kong, you know, King Kong, mad love to him.
Lord, okay.
Oh,
you got to ask him about that. Ask him about that. He'll tell you.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. I don't know. I'm kind of scared to ask him that question.
I
ain't asked.
You know that saying, be afraid, be very afraid.
Afraid? Oh, damn. Now I'm scared for real.
Yeah, mm. Like, no, we ain't doing it.
Yeah, so how y'all ladies doing? I'm enjoying the vibe.
We're doing awesome. Man, appreciate you calling in on the very first show.
It's all about support. You know what I'm saying? It's all about support.
Oh,
man, you got to make it happen.
Absolutely.
So I'm
going
to let you ladies pick my piece, if you don't mind.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I don't mind.
I have three different genres. So I'm going to pick conscious. I'm gonna pick erotic, and then I'm gonna pick something in the middle.
But that's
well,
true.
You only get one thing. So if it's gonna be a mix, then let I'm a gird myself. Whoa.
That's what I'm saying. let's go with something in the middle. Hey.
Okay. That will work. So,
yeah.
The title of this piece is called Calendar of Love.
Precious.
So, all right. Thank you. I want to taste you on a Tuesday. Wake up loving you on Wednesday and quench your Thursday till Friday comes. I want to sit back, relax on a Saturday, sipping your Sunday till Monday. You see, I want you to be loved daily, better yet, seasonally. Truth speaking, I want you to get sprung from my tongue in the spring. I need to be able to sizzle from the soliloquy that I speak directly into your womb while I'm acting out my sexual dramas in the summer. I want to be able to be feasting on you until you falling, calling my name. As you and I anticipate the coming of autumn. But I need you to be prepared. Prepare for the pleasure that I plan on providing you below the waist in the winter. Because my love, yes, my love, is all the seasoning that you will ever need. I want you to be lusting for me as I slide off your Januaries, pull down your Februaries, march right up in between your Aprils, and as your May becomes June and your July, yes, your July lays naked in the August of my September. Yes, then, until then, you will remember that October, yes, October was when my naughty November 1st eased inside your delicious December. So listen. Please listen. All I'm trying to say is I want to love you continuously, better yet daily, even more weekly, gloriously monthly. Let's just make it yearly. Let's just make it every day because I want to give you every part of me. Better yet, give me the chance to show you my calendar of love instinct.
And that's that vibe.
Woo. And that's that vibe. Yeah. Oh God, I'm so glad it's a mute button.
Oh man.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. Oh Lord. God forgive me.
But y'all do know sometimes. Okay. Now, I'm just going to speak it from the real, right? Sometimes it's good that the mute button is not muted so you can hear a reaction as if you're really on a stage. So if you're doing a piece and somebody going, oh, are they going, like what? Or whatever reaction, it kind of helps out with the piece because they'll know if they're bombing. They'll know it's like constructive criticism, put it that way.
Oh, honey, trust me.
Yes.
Trust when I tell you. You did not bomb, honey.
Okay.
Trust me.
No.
I had to mute myself because it would have been some
stuff. Yes. Yeah. We really cannot unmute ourselves. We must mute because sometimes certain chemical reactions get to going. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you on that. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, some things need to remain unheard.
I'm just, you know. Oh, you want a calendar, huh? I'm just trying to grow with my pen. I'm just trying
and
to grow with my
you
pen.
Are. And that you are. It. And that you were doing tonight. You was vibing high, too.
Right.
Okay. I'm kind of glad y'all picked that because I was like, ooh, do I want to do this one? I'm glad y'all. That was a good pick, ladies. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Exactly right. So before we let you go to the groovy room, what you got going on?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Let's see. Tomorrow night, they're throwing a feature for me tomorrow night for Majestic Inc. It's kind of more, it's more in detail of getting inside of Venom from a conscious perspective. And it's part one.
Wow.
It's part
nice.
One. Because the reason being, it's broken up into two parts. Because part one will be, like I said, getting to know me from a conscious perspective, and people can ask me questions, get to know me, you know, just straight out, just get to know me, the person. But then in November, when it's my birthday, then Black Venom comes out, and you get to hear the erotic side of Venom from that perspective. So, yeah. I know there's a little wait in between, but you might hear something tomorrow too. But I don't hadn't planned on doing nothing, you know, like that. But I was gonna let it marinate a little bit, you know. But then we're just gonna do that and have some fun and just I mean, it's gonna be a party, man. When I like to just have a party, you know, have everybody just come in. It's open mic tomorrow as well, so everybody can still come in, spit their piece. You know, if you want to spit a roddy, you can spit whatever you want. You know, I just want something mind blowing that makes me think and be like, dang, that was bomb. You know, just something to have fun with and laugh. I want people to laugh. So, you know, I told Joe, I already told Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer is the him and Tiger is are hosting it tomorrow. I'm just going to be sitting there in the hot seat. So Joe might do this piece that he knows is one of my favorite pieces now. You know, it's going to have me laughing. And I don't really want him to do it, but I know he's probably going to do it because he's going to have me dying. And it's like I laugh like it's the first time I've ever heard it because I can't stop about, you know, thinking about it. It's just like cracks me up. But I got mad love for everybody, man. You know, I appreciate everyone who can come in, come out tomorrow night, and we're just going to have some fun, man, you know, and share some stories, make some new friends, and get to know me, you know? I mean, and like they said, they already didn't tell me there's no questions, no holds bars on the questions. It's almost like I'm on the hot seat. So somebody was like, so we mean we can ask any, and you can ask me whatever, and I got to answer it truthfully and honestly. So, yeah, I'm just... It's the only way I could be, you know, I want to be transparent. I want everyone to just get to know who I am, you know.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Well, if you can you put that in the event page, please? I would appreciate
that.
Sure.
Sure. We'll do. All right. Well, thank you. And I'm going to sit over here.
Thank
I got my little white hand over here, so I'm about to drink some of that. And listen to the rest of the show.
All right.
And I want to say thank y'all, ladies. I appreciate y'all.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
you.
Yeah.
All right.
One
much
love.
One love.
Lord Hammer.
And that's that vibe. Yeah.
I was gonna say that's really that's that vibe.
Yes. Yes, it
I'm
is.
Like, what? All right. Okay. Next on the mic, we have Area Code 803. Welcome to Express Yova. This is Miss VIP with my diva, La Perla Negra. Who's on the mic?
Hello, ladies.
Hey.
Hey, baby.
This
What's
is Nicole R. Brookins. How are you?
Hey. Oh, man. I should have known. I should have recognized that sweet voice. Hey, how you doing, Diva?
Thank you. I said, well, I was just gonna listen, but I said, well, no, I need to let them know that I'm listening. So let me get on and do a little something.
Yes,
that's
come on,
thank you.
Vibe, girl. Oh, man, that's so awesome. Wow.
So y'all doing good tonight?
Oh, man.
We are wonderful.
We're doing awesome. Yes. We are doing awesome.
Thank you. And this is the debut of my show. I'm just thanking everybody that's coming out tonight because it's awesome. It's really awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's all love. And I just met Miss, what's it, La Perla de la Negra?
La Perla Negra, yes.
I just met you, and I'm loving you already. So, and of course, my girl Adrian, love you, Miss, oh, excuse me, Miss VIP. Oh, that's what's up. I've been a fan since I started watching Poetry Corner, and I've been lurking in the background for a minute.
Uh-oh.
But
I'm familiar with you.
I got a stalker.
Oh, I'm such a stalker. I'm trying to tell you, I'm such a stalker. Yes.
Look,
yes.
You got me all red in the face. Cut it out. Stop it.
Oh yes, I'm a fan. Definitely, definitely. As a matter of fact, I have one of your pieces in my playlist. I recorded it. And I listened to it from time to time. I can't remember the name of it yet, but it was like when I first started watching Poetry Corner. I forget which one it is, but it's in my playlist. I listen to it from time to time.
You have to tell me. Look, I'm telling you, you got me so amped right now. You have to let me know. You have to send me a message, okay?
I will.
So I have this piece.
It's time. Express your vibe.
All right, so it's untitled, but here it goes. Mm-hmm. I wish I was that person who writes a poem at the drop of a dime, because unfortunately, writing poetry is more than just making things rhyme. That's why I appreciate those who can compose almost every day. While I'm stuck like Denise in the episode of Cosby Show with Stevie saying, I don't know what to say. So being somewhat a perfectionist with my craft, although I don't curse, I must say that I surely don't half-ass. At one time, I used to keep my work just for self, but then decided to share. And after being embraced and getting love, I figured it would be selfish not to introduce myself or make others aware. I know it might sound a little crazy that I haven't read works of many poets who are well known, but I guess I never wanted to imitate another. I needed my style to be mine and mine alone. When I write, I carefully think about my approach, words used, as well as my flow. I try to gift you with a little piece of me as if it was stored away cargo. And no, you might not hear anything revolutionary, political, or even sexually explicit. I tend to stay in my lane of comfortability, but I can if I wanted to. Don't get it twisted. So if one or two of my poems should tickle your ear, I will put another notch on the slate, and I will definitely begin to beam with joy and pride when I hear you say, yo, that Nicole Brookins is great. And peace.
And that's that vibe.
That's your
yes,
vibe.
Yes.
My girl.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank
Look,
you.
I like the part.
I like that, but don't get it twisted.
No, you know what part I like? You know what part I like? She's basically telling you, look, I ain't doing all that common stuff. I'm doing my thing. I'm staying in my own lane. So man, I love that. I love that part right
there. That's exactly
thing.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's right. Do you, boo boo? Do you?
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Yes.
That's
wow. Oh, man. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. Coming true. They vibing with us
yes.
tonight. Oh, man. That is what's up. Man. Yes,
all right, my
yes.
Ziva. Thank you so much. And I'm going to put you into the Groovy Lounge with your favorite libation.
All right.
And I want you to chill and listen to the rest of the show.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Love. Have a good night.
You too, sweetie.
So one
you.
Love, one mic.
One love. Wow, Diva, they are coming soon tonight. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. We got Poetry Corner coming up in here. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It don't get no better than this.
I love it.
Whew.
All right. I am ready for the next caller. Are you, Diva?
I am so ready.
All right, area code 909. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Who do we have on the mic?
Hola. Good evening.
Hola, mi bella. ¿Cómo estás, bella?
Hi, thank you. Good evening.
Right back at you, ma.
What's going on here?
How are you?
Enjoying you guys. You guys are a tandem, you know, a massive tandem.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is a treat, though, man. I'm just overwhelmed. I wish I was going to be the permanent host on here now. I'm jealous, Ben. I'm jealous now. Wow. But that's all right. Oh, man, y'all are coming.
You're always going to be in my background. You know it. And you know it.
Oh, I know. I know.
Mm-hmm. Nothing to worry about on that.
You know, I'm a fan. You know, I'm a fan.
Ooh.
Both of you guys. I like how you guys write and then how you guys do it together. Man, you guys are different. Amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you,
well, the feeling
one.
Is definitely mutual, honey, because I am such
yes.
a fan of yours, Bella. Oh, my God. You know what? I long to hear your pieces. Because whenever I hear your voice and I know you calling, I'm like, oh, she can like, oh, yes, Bella. I get excited.
I'm blushing.
For real, though. Because I love to hear your pieces. Are so exquisite. And the words that you use, I don't even have a word for them. It's just so beautiful. And I understand everything
yeah,
that you are speaking on. Yes, she does.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you're special. I'm trying
she
to tell you, you're
back.
Gifted. Yes, she does.
Yes.
You're gifted, honey. You are gifted. Yes, yes. Stay in power.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to learn what you guys
yes.
have, you know. When you guys freestyle, it's like you guys are singing. And then chanting. So I listen to you guys over and over, and I wish I can write that way. You know, just spur of the moment. You can do something spitting.
Oh, man, I wish I could write like you. I mean, I could if I took my time
really.
And tried, but, girl, you got that. You got it. And I wish I could freestyle. I ain't the freestyler. Trust me. I don't know. I wish I could.
Yeah, I can't freestyle. Save my life, baby. You got that.
The closest I get to freestyling is putting myself under pressure and writing a piece like right before the show starts. That's as close as you're gonna get to freestyling.
Mm-hmm.
That is that. And it usually comes out pretty good.
Well,
but man, you are truly, truly gifted, Bella. And it's an honor to know you. It really is. I'm so glad you called me. You are part of Epiphany. Man.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Is wearing okay tonight?
Yes, you can cuss.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can cuss.
Oh, honey, you can do. Honey,
this is express
your vibe,
baby.
Whatever you want to express, go ahead.
Yeah.
There I have something with a little swearing.
Okay.
And this one, the title is When It Hurts. I like the picture because in the picture it says, you can see Harlequin drinking from a cup and it says male tears, you know. So the picture looks like. So when it hurts, steal me, I invoke thee. Like a molten magma, you drifted on my flesh, weakened my core for a moment. I was snatched from the reality, stolen by your burnt promises till I became adrift, lost, then unloved by my fictitious love. You, left me trails, covered in blisters, flayed my soul with charlatan touch, my flesh turned to pieces with pockets filled with your crocodile tears. Causing my vulnerability in anasakra state. You were my massive toxicity that plagued my sanity, an acid that smoldered my throat to the bone, suffocating. I murmured to your fucked up demons. Damn, he fucking tasted more potent than death. Your breath tasted like deadbeat drift, an acid feeding from my marrow, a bastard equipped to torment. I cannot hate you. Instead, I pity you from my God. I cried authenticity to extinguish your flame. My wounds decayed. My tears weren't enough to make a burning flower breathe. You were the culprit that took my sound to your dead tongue. I know you. You showered my ground and covered it with your putrid charred soul, a toxicant with a deadly spot from a vile tongue, ruining the beauty I became. But you fucking forgot. I rose from a battle not even you can ace. I am the fucking goddess that bloomed from the memories of my own death and aroused from drinking the tears of your insanity. And boom.
Wow. And that's that vibe. Oh, my God. Oh, Bella cussed tonight.
I'm sorry.
I loved it. I loved it. No, no, you don't apologize for anything, girl, please. I'm just teasing you because we're not used to hearing you. I loved it. I loved it. Yo, girl.
Wait,
man. Look. I, you know, you make me go in my inside my head when you are reading your pieces. I have to be in there because I'm a visual, like I always say, I'm a very visual person, and I have to go inside my head. I have to sit back and just feel like, oh man,
we all have to close our eyes when we listen to you because I mean, I was kind of, like, taken aback. So I was like, wait a minute. Did she just say fucking goddess? Woo! She is the fucking goddess. I love
it. She is.
I was like, all right now.
Yes.
Somebody better not get that twisted, okay? Don't get it twisted.
I know that's right.
I get nervous.
I love that.
In front of you guys, you know.
You don't have to.
I get really nervous.
You don't have to be, because let me tell you something. Everybody in Epiphany is a fan of yours. We love for you to come through, okay?
Yes.
We love for you to come. That's why we call you my Bella, mi Bella. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Baby,
girl,
baby.
We
don't know whether to say in Spanish
baby,
or Italian.
Yes.
Now we're going to say like like Bella.
Thank you, Ray.
Like beautiful. Ciao, Bella.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
So, all right,
you.
Baby.
I appreciate
you into the groovy room.
Thank you.
The groovy room is your bean bag and your favorite libation. And thank you so much again, honey. One love, one mind.
Thank you very much.
One love, one mind. Right back at you.
We're going to keep her.
She's a keeper.
Yeah.
Yep.
Diva, I'm ready to go to the West Coast. Are you ready? All right.
I'm ready.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
ladies. What's up, ladies? I love it. Y'all are wonderful. You two are my inspiration. Hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás, Lorena?
Bien,
tú hablas español, mami. Ay, qué linda. Oh, I love it. Miss VIP, now you are complete. La negra número dos, mi reina. Yes.
Sí, sí.
Yo
your best.
My goodness.
So how you doing, babe?
I'm wonderful. I've just been on my grind and giving the Lord, you know, the glory for making it possible.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All the time. All day. Every day. Yeah.
Every day. That's right. So
yeah, I had to come show up.
Baby?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Glad you did.
We are
ready when you are.
All right.
In case called what if?
Your vibe.
Mm-hmm.
What if Abel killed Cain? Would we be taking about the availability of the last 2 years of Donald Trump's speech? What if Abel killed the killer who spoke about why Elohim marked him, Cain, so no one else would kill him? Would it have been self-defense in spite of, or you may be my brother's keeper if Abel spilled the blood of his brother's seeds? We all took liberty towards empathy over sympathetic porches, crouching tiger Wu-Tang over their hands, of course, under vocabulary prism. I'm blind. No, I am blind. On my knees crying in 5G on top for reading our spiritual meaning of what is not good for resource over this spiritual war of wars happening now. Can't stomach this week another sacrifice for ravaging another culture for mere exterminators, Holocaust, Middle East, and we still in COVID-19 protocol for reading about fake rumors that we supply our brothers keep us with armor? That's Israel, just in case you guys are wondering. Out there listening. Tell me again why you don't have empathy over sympathetic views about Asian countries on American soil looking for passive immunity. When Black Lives Matter shooting black men in the back for black market suppliers, oh, let me fill out the paperwork for ISIS is our very own American mercenaries at best. Conspiracy, yes, or yesterday news around captions about what time to get overwhelmed with local bureaucracy. What if keeps my book and movie that's coming soon, stomach doses, document spins outside of normal antics, never stopping at what they say, testifying compared with monitoring our actions over objectives. What if? That's that vibe.
Mm. Well, all right then.
Yeah. You always bring them pieces like that, man. Yo, this is another one that's awake, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm very humble.
Oh, man, I know what it is. I know what it is. I love it. I remember the very first time I heard you. You remember what I told you? You don't remember what I told you, do you?
No.
I said, you know, you pissed off a couple of people tonight. Because you did that conscious piece, and I was like, wow, okay. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yep.
I know he done pissed people because you done woke some folks up. That's what I
you know what? Just because you said that, they took away my other page of Sincere. That was my alter ego, and I no longer have that at all. Facebook just took it off completely. My name don't even show up. So I know right now I'm being watched. I am being watched. And I'm being watched
all
by my words, what I say.
All of us are.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are. But
and I thought
that
we had free speech. I thought we had free speech.
I thought we did, too.
We do. We do. It's just that, you know, there's a certain amount of truth that they want out there just to give people a pacifier, but they don't want you to be completely awake. You know what I mean? They still want you to be in stuck in the matrix where you can't really see. They want you to keep those little magical glasses foggy. You know what I'm saying? Because we're all giving them magic glasses when we come here, but they fog them up. They cloud them because they don't want us to see, because if we really see, if we all wake up, then they will have no power, and they know it. But that's another show.
That part.
That's another show.
That's another
you
show.
Know,
but...
You know. Yeah.
I appreciate you very much. Trust me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, lady.
Thank you for coming in.
Oh, wow.
In
thank you
us.
So much.
I love
you. We're going to put you in the groovy lounge.
Yes, let me groove on to do what I do, my go-go swing on the West Coast.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Right
now.
One
love,
one mic.
One
love,
one mic. Oh, my
All
goodness,
right.
girl.
Oh,
Lordy.
Well,
wow.
Jesus. Are you
yes.
ready?
I'm ready.
I am ready, too. Area code 469. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Who do we have on the mic?
How you ladies doing? It's MD Live.
Hi,
hey.
Lord. Oh, my goodness.
How are you?
Wow. This is a treat. Oh, man. I'm loving this. How you been? Goodness.
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, I had to drop in and check in.
Oh, man. Well,
I'm glad
we
you
love
did.
You for it. Thank you so much. Yes. Goodness gracious.
It's always good to hear new poets and any poets that can make your pen start writing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right. Yeah, I like my pen pushed. I love to get some kind of inspiration out of nowhere. I love it. But, you know, this is about you tonight, about you expressing your vibe. Yeah.
Well,
so.
I'm not going to express my personal vibe, but I will express the vibe that I was trying to send to someone when I saw she wasn't herself.
Mm.
I hope you make it like this piece.
Express your vibe.
All right. The essence of you says never lower your head to a man. It's the sign of brokenness. And you, my queen, are not broken. Never think of yourself as being a glass half full. Because within you, there's no emptiness. Pride yourself on the way you walk, the way you talk, and the way you carry yourself, because there is only one you. Distinguish yourself within your own self, that you are a melanated queen dipped in chocolate and honey, and your aura is surrounded with the colors of success, because failure is not an option. Remember you are a descendant of royalty, and that queens before you have given so much, so that the beauty that exudes from within you and from within your soul is passed down to the souls of your children. Queens before you have died so that you can live. So raise your head and walk with pride. You are the phenomenal woman Maya Angelou wrote about. You are the true version of Cleopatra that no one seems to want to talk about. You are the essence of womanhood, stronger than any man I've ever come across. You are queen amongst queens. So take your seat at the head of the table and receive your crown. Because the essence of you says never lower your head to anyone. It's a sign of brokenness. And you, my queen, have never and will never be broken.
In peace. Mm, and that's that vibe.
Mm. Yes. Oh, Lord.
I love it.
Whew.
And you will never be broken. Never be broken.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love it.
I tuned into the show and, you know, my pen haven't wrote nothing in a while, so I just thought I'd start writing.
Man, well
so
I'm
much.
Glad you did. I am so glad you did, because that's the truth. Haven't heard from you in a while, but
yeah.
I love when I do hear from you, and I'm so grateful you called in, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's everything.
I stepped away for a minute. I had to get this book finished and everything, so it's done. So now I'm just ready to start back.
Well, can you post that in the event page, please? Because I'd like to. I'm an avid reader, and I would love to read your some of your literature, man. I would love to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay.
I would definitely. You know, my books tend to deal with stuff people don't want to talk about, but it's a way to get people to start talking.
Right.
Mm. Okay.
Wake them up.
Wake them up.
Oh, yeah.
People need to talk. It's a good thing. We're supposed
to be
talking.
Thank you so much. I just thank you for coming in. Mm.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you into the Groovy Land ones.
Hey.
And let you have your favorite libation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, wait. One love, right. One fight.
One love.
Thank
one
you,
love.
Darling.
I think maybe we should try Diva. Lady A again now. What you think?
Okay, let's do that. Let me go back up and see where my is. All right. Lady A, are you ready to express your vibe? Hey.
I am.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, we're ready.
This is called Frost Me. Diamond Dust.
Express your vibe.
Okay. Diamond dust, pudrin blankets the frostbitten ground. Glazed quartz glistens in the moonlight, shimmering on waves of pink. Blue spruce adorned in icy tears like royal gems and crowns. Maples sheathed in crystal robes dancing on forest rinks. Moonstones, white topaz and opals for the queen. Bejeweled lashes flutter on ivory cheeks. Upon his lips a frosted kiss, he calls her name, Kathleen. She guides his icy hands to frozen peaks. Chilled to the bone, no longer alone, more than his mind was blown. Arctic breezes briskly freezes moments that cold touch pleases. Hands encrusted with frozen ices generates glacial stateresis, libidinous desire, dirty salaciousness required. Urinomania, some say afflicted, I am addicted. Snowflakes adorn his bovine bullhorn, licked off with my tongue on one so well hung, till an avalanche buries us live. Frigid flesh entices, constant chattering, cold-blooded vices, where cunning tongues and phallic forms tangle, deep into crevices grown cold now suffices, sexual satisfaction with dreamy, creamy extractions. And that's that vibe.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, and that's that vibe. Yes.
Thank you.
Diva, did your call drop? I don't know what happened, Diva. You muted. Lady A, I don't know what happened.
No, I'm right here. I'm right here.
I'm right here.
That was nice, but you know me, I'm hanging in the gutter. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
My neck almost snapped. I'm like, well, whoa. I had to do like one of them double takes.
What?
No. My neck almost. I was like, wait a minute now, people.
Mm-hmm. I said, did she say salad? Okay.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
made me sit straight up till I arched my back and said, oh, see.
We're not allowed to say that on the show.
Of course, you can say that. Yes, it's one of those trigger words. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's a trigger word.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Man.
Yeah.
That piece was awesome. That was beautiful. Thank
mm-hmm.
you so much for coming through. Oh, man.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. I got to run, though, too, because I got a show starting in about 10 minutes myself. I'm hosting. So congratulations on your show. And I'm sure I'll be calling again.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Please do.
One love, one mic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good girl.
Yes, I'm ready. You ain't even got to ask me. I'm ready.
Before I bring him on, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. it is 10 of 11. And if you are listening online, you have only 9 minutes before the Blog Talk Lady abruptly destroys your vibe. Okay. So,
yes, she ain't got no chills. She will cut you off.
If you want to keep listening to us, you must call into 319-527-6300. Hey, you just listening, that's cool, but press 1 if you want to be heard. And with that, I'm ready to bring on my New York Joan.
Yeah.
She's my favorite.
Yeah. That's right.
Welcome, darling. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. How you doing, hi?
Hey, my hobby.
Mojave, are you muted?
Are you muted or preoccupied? That's one of them. And we're going to hear about it later. I was doing this.
Of course.
I see that man does a million things at one time. I don't
mm-hmm.
know how he keeps himself together, but he does. I bet he smells good.
We're going to come back to him.
Yeah.
All right. Next caller. Next caller, area code 513. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. I'm Miss VIP, and this is my sultry diva, La Perla Negra. Who do we have on the mic?
Peace and blessings, Mr. Romeo DiNati.
Hey, Romeo. Are
ooh,
you
long time?
Hello, 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 hello. Oh, man,
you
came the vibe with
good.
Us. Oh, man, it just keeps getting better and better, don't it? Wow.
That's a warm welcome.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, man, thank you for calling in. Diva, oh, man,
mm-hmm.
we've got all kinds of pleasantries coming up in here. I feel special to be co-hosted, a guest host on the first show because everybody's wonderful. Man.
Yeah, I'm
all
thinking
kinds
about
of
back in the report you were. So I saw the flyer.
Well, I'm glad.
So I wanted to come check y'all out.
Oh, man.
Well, wonderful. I'm glad you did.
Very nice.
So what vibe are you bringing us tonight?
I ask that you lend me your ear and touch your mind, see your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. The peace I'm going to bless you with is titled Waiting for the Day.
Well, express your vibe.
Your smile so radiant. Yes, I've seen plenty, but yours melted within me, leaving a permanent scent. I had a chance to witness one. I read it again to testify at your altar ever since. Asked, how could someone you haven't ever met be missed? I now comprehend the magnificence of what that meant. You are the meal I desire to give to myself. Peacefulness, comfort, passion constitute the greatest wealth. And you've been blessed abundantly I want to caress your flower, work in your honeycomb, treat you like my queen bumblebee. Fiend is for your nectar. Gravy that you got my stinger sticky, yeah. Wetter than morning dew. Though you were more than dew. Must have been deja vu, we were up past midnight, but what I did see in the early a.m. had you moaning too. Actually, twice. The second time you whispered in my left ear that had you feeling so nice. But afterwards, you asked for more of me. So literally, I put you to sleep, woke you up then, turned you to my poetry. When I pour into you, until overflowing of your yoni juice, that you play with the master's pole, had a few rules, those are broken too. Then no one could softly, cleanly suck a pearl tongue through a broken tooth. That your dynamite feels like you broke and too. Though your pleasure face is daddy, do what you do. You digging me, I'm digging we. A beautiful maturation of a wonderful journey to eternity. All I ask is wait and see.
Yes, that's
what? Vibe. And that's that vibe. You know what vibe you're in.
Whoa. Yoni juice.
Oh,
not
man.
Once, but actually twice. That morning shot twice. Are you kidding me? Oh.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dying by
I got
here.
I ain't going to front.
Hey. I almost had the hiccups. You did the air so fast. I was like,
so,
oh,
Romeo,
man.
What a comeback. What a comeback.
Yes.
And
yes.
Welcome back.
Oh.
My goodness.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I hope you're going to be on Express Your Vibe and all the rest of them for a while to come, because I've missed your pen.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
Good.
Thank you for that.
And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you see why we miss his pen.
I want to go down anyway. Anyway, we're gonna put you into the groovy lounge and in the big old bean bag with your favorite libation. Just chill out and listen to the rest of the show. Thank you so much, Romeo.
Indeed.
All right, one love, one mind.
Ooh. Girl, go talk to me. Because I was like, they said now.
I know, I was like,
actually,
wait a minute.
Twice?
Mm-hmm. I said, wait a minute now, people.
Ooh. You want to try Mojave again, our favorite New York joint?
I think
one of our favorite New York joints. Yeah. Let's see if he's finished with him doing. You know what?
Hey, Mojave. Welcome to Express
You
Your Vibe. Mojave.
Oh, he still ain't there.
Oh.
You know what? I'm going to get him later.
I think we
I'm going to get him.
I think we got stood up, Diva.
Oh, see. My feelings is hurt. I'm going to get him. Oh, he's going to get a call. He's going to get a video chat tonight because I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. We're going to try him one more time a little bit later, and then third time's a charm. He's really going to get it if he's not there.
Exactly. All right. So, I think area code 410. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Who do we have on the mic? If I didn't know better.
Queens.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
my diva ring. What's up?
What is going on? I am loving the new vibe. I've been listening online. I'm glad you put that call out there and shit, because I was like, she sure is going to cut me off if I don't get in this phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know it. Oh, man.
I actually was not going to come in and spit anything. I was just going to come call in and show my support, and then Romeo came out of nowhere, and I haven't heard him in, like,
I know, right?
Uh-huh.
Forever.
Uh-huh.
Like,
okay.
8 years, probably.
Okay.
So, I thought I would pull out something. I might even have done it for y'all before. But anyway, ladies, how y'all doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing
wonderful.
Awesome. We are doing awesome. Wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just over here uploading music. You know, I'm going to play DJ tonight, so.
Okay, I feel you on that one.
If y'all want to tune in, I'm just gonna do that on my show. I'm not even gonna be talking. I'm just gonna be playing some salacious.
Okay, well, can you put that in the event page, please, girl?
I sure can.
I love to.
No,
yes.
Actually, I can't because the event page is locked.
Oh, you didn't.
I opened that up. You know what? I'm gonna tell you, Facebook been messing me up because I opened that up to public. And I sure did. That's crazy.
I tried to comment a little while ago, unless something's changed, but I tried to comment a little
while
ago.
All right, send it to my inbox, and I'll copy and I'll paste it to the exact page. That way everybody can know.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's just
going
to be, like I said, it's just going to be music. And if I do talk at all, I'm just going to edit it. That way if anybody wants to go back and, it's one of them playlists that you just get up under somebody's daughter, somebody's son, and just,
ooh,
oh, my.
Ooh,
yeah.
I'm with it.
I'm going to start off a little light, some old school, and then about 2-3 songs in, is, you know, tuck all the kids in. So I'm going to give you 15 minutes to tuck the kids in.
Look, honey, show your ass, because guess what? Ain't no babies up in here.
Express your vibe.
Listen, there might be some made tonight. Listen.
All right. Might have to smack somebody tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
So I decided to do the piece, the ode to the male erotic poets.
Oh, well, express your vibe.
Thank you, ladies. This is entitled, I Let Him Fuck Me. He fucked me with his words, manipulated and saturated in his lyrical twist. He spit that shit just like he knew I needed it. See, his metaphors twisted my limbs, placed my right hand on blue, my left foot on yellow, and my ass on red. And when he finished reading me, he slowly began to write me. With a devilish grin, used his verbs to lick around my brim. Fucked me so good, had me thinking he was motherfucking twins. Opened me like a fresh bag of weed, rolled me just right, and now he's token and poking, looped his rhythm in repeated motions. Obliged my moans with scribes, flipping the script as my screams became cries. For more. Right there, shit. He fucked me, and I felt his tip pushed my subscript, flicked and tongue-lashed my clit, trying to put me in a coma, earning his third diploma, the head of his class. He sucked those lips from the front to the back. He knows I like it like that. I found myself trapped by his uttered tones and deliberate moans, got me hypnotized under his spell, trying to spell his name, but with each thrush, he crushed my speech with his entity, silenced me. As he whispered wet phrases upon my lines, he was unruled with his tool while when he spoke. reaching elevated peaks, daring to sex me beyond a thread count sheet, undressed and pressed against the wall, thick, long strokes of molding me, and I'm taking it all. He fucked me. Better than the next, bookmarked me with stenciled text, broke my binding, and he warned me he was better than the rest. He challenged my test. He didn't have to study me. He knew how to stroke me in cursive, straight-lined, on a blank page. Saturated my beauty with knowledge, fuck all of LA. He covered me with sage, and now I look younger. He fucked me. Danced through my mind with subtle seduction, tender fucking, pleading to tease the depths of me using vivid imagery. Binding me to spaces with his similes, unchained, he spanked me and thanked me, suffocated me near death, resurrected me mentally. He fucked me, tucked me and lucked me in a four-leaf and clovered me, took his nouns and crowed me, putted me in the depths of my guts, and he fucked me and strutted my stuff wearing rain for display, swagged up, sporting a tag of owning me and boning me, bending me to the hip, boning me, inhaling my addiction with his diction, steadily spitting. Now it's my flow he's licking. Keeping me in the know, he fucked me. Right after he drew the lines, he pushed me in between, and he fucked me with every undefined word never found in the dictionary. Symmetry, to him, mystery, as he balanced me on beams of never forgetting or regretting the way that I let him. Fuck me. That's that vibe.
What the fuck it is? Yes,
after that that's my vibe too. Hey.
Whoa.
Damn.
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm lying.
Lord.
You know what? Diva, I'm going to have to start preparing myself when I see Rain's number because I'm going to have to get a drink. I may have to drink. See, I'll be an alcoholic messing around with Rain.
You know what? Ladies, thank you. I appreciate it. This is always fun. Those old pieces are fun for me, so I appreciate it.
Oh, man, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming.
You ain't lying. You ain't never lying.
Yes.
Trying to kill me. Trying to kill me.
And I will be here vibing with you. Donnie,
right.
I sent you the link. But I'll be here hanging out with y'all. Okay.
Oh, man.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
one
you.
Love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Thank you, darling.
Ooh. Thank you.
Wait a minute, though.
Yeah.
Neva, guess
yes,
who is
did.
Going to... see. You know... Look who's...
I know.
Come on.
Get ready to clutch
your pearl. You told me up last night. What the world?
Okay.
Okay, wait a minute. You know what? Diva, welcome to Express Your Vibe.
What is happening, ladies?
Hi, hi, Diva.
Girl.
Wow.
You got Miss Lips on the line.
Man, let me go get one. Tear me up.
Yeah.
You know I had to come through for this freshness.
Oh, man. This is wonderful that you did, too. Oh, man.
I'm so happy. That's what's up.
Actually, Mojave was the one who said, come on through, and now he ain't picking up the phone.
Uh-huh.
I
He's
know,
gonna
right?
Get his butt
exactly.
Trust me.
Right.
I'm gonna put him in a
exactly.
corner.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, ladies, I came with some hotness for you.
All right, well, whenever you're ready, express your
all
vibe.
Right. This piece is called Wordlessly. Strong arms that stretch for miles encompass me while I sleep. A gentle nuzzle and a shift in weight jostles me. Quiet, warm kisses to my back and neck alert me. He's awake. His guttural groans at the taste of my skin awaken my desire. As his hands travel the curves of my body, I turn to him. I open my mouth to speak, but he claims my lips with deep, sensual kisses. And in one fluid move, he straddles me and plunges himself deep inside. Moans of pleasure escape me as waves of raw desire enfold us. He's taken me over, and I have no will to fight him. Deep strokes mesmerize me, hands tangled in my hair, legs entwined together. The dulcet tones of his deep voice reverberate in my ear, and I am overwhelmed with ecstasy. He keeps me close with one arm wrapped firmly around my waist as his movements get stronger and I feel the rising tide of his impending explosion. The excitement has me so on the precipice, I'm awaiting his arrival. It gets harder as his rhythm quickens. Sweat drips down like rain. I can't hold on any longer. Flooding forth, my oceans wash over him and causes his sudden release. Muffled screams of ecstasy die in passionate kisses as we go limp in each other's arms. It's 3:23 a.m. Without a word, he rolls off, wraps me in his arms, and settles into sleep, just as it began, or as it never happened. Wordlessly, we fall asleep, and that's that peace.
That's that vibe.
Damn.
Wow. Bird to sleep, fall asleep.
Okay, you know what?
Oh, man.
I think I got a topic for the next time. I'm really going to, Miss Lips, our diva, will be on the headline.
Good.
I think that's what's going to happen. Her and, her and Rain, those two
wow.
Divas are going to be on the
crack. Wow.
I think
that's awesome. That is so awesome. Oh, man.
I've never been a feature.
Oh, wow.
So
what a treat.
You are going to be part of a feature soon because I'm gonna have to let you guys in on something, and I'm going to do that soon. Cause you done tore me up.
Connect up with me, girl.
See, my imagery, is killing me. It's killing me.
Okay. Goodness.
But that's a hell of a vibe.
Yeah, we knew what we was getting ourselves into though when you opened her mic.
Yeah.
We knew.
Thank you, divas. I love being with the ladies.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We love having
you
here.
Yeah. All right, baby love. One love, one mic. We're going to put you in
one
the
love, one mic.
All right.
Wow.
Oh, diva. Diva.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, time sir. For the, okay. So, I'm going to let you take it. You got the New York John. I'm joking. Hey, welcome, Mojave, to Express Your Vibe.
I'm sorry.
It's
nice
good to have you.
What's happening? Hi.
Hi.
Wait a minute. Hey, wait, it's a Friday. What are we doing here on a Friday?
It's a Friday.
We're on a Friday.
Oh,
yeah.
We vibing high.
Oh, yeah. The vibe is high, baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And how you doing tonight?
So how are you?
No, I happen to be in fine form. I can't complain. I'm keeping myself all together and such. It's nice.
Yeah, that's what's up. Definitely.
Yeah.
So what is the special for tonight, ladies? What are we doing?
It's express your
whatever
vibe for you. Whatever you vibing, ladies.
I'm working on a piece right now, but hold on a second. I don't know if I should read that. Okay, let me see. Okay. Let's see. I don't know. Would you like something with music or without music?
It's your vibe. You got to express your vibe. It's not what we want. It's what
you
want
to express your vibe. Not our vibe. It's your vibe.
Although I am partial to your music.
Let me see. Let me see, what do I have here? So how's it been going? I understand I've been getting called because I was away from a thing. And I was like, messed up. It's okay.
It's going great, man. We have some oldies but goodies up in here that then came back in. We ain't heard from in a long time.
Word?
Word.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. How's it feel to do a show on a Friday?
Oh,
we love it.
Well,
It's all right.
Yeah. You know, nothing else to do. Ain't nobody here but me.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all good.
All right, let's try this. Wait.
All right.
Let's try this. Okay. Let me know.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yep.
And whenever you're ready,
okay,
express your vibes. Color me. Paint me in the color of your spirit. Hues of your blues as I bear your issues. Never use tissues again. No more hurt or fractured glass of heart. Color me in deep red, reminiscent of all the beauty said. Connection as we communicate minds, hearts, and souls to be led. Let your canvas also be your plate as we consume the blooms of vegan nails and shrooms. Color me gold. May be as bold to say that your shine is your fine, and you're my fine, and I cherish. I planted a seed and watched it grow into the idea of us. Buried deeply was your trust. I knew that was to germinate, that love was a must. Using the rays of the sun to let me, let be, and be the one. Run rampant in your mind. Grow you with good compliments. Be your peace, growth, and release. Stand in your time zone. Create the climate of the warm ozone of affection. The selection of energy always clear. Keep you to need the fields left unfelt. The fertile belt of green as we share and discuss life, liberty, and the pursuit of us. My open palms, a place for your fingers to interlace as we stroll, letting the air wear us, the concrete as we roll. And if I could write the sky, I would tell the clouds to make way for you to stay that way so you can shine. And I could tell you what the sky sounded like, the gentle whoosh of sun and wind on your skin just when these skies were made just for you. Stars only show their face when your eyes are closed, afraid to unlet your beauty unmake them. If my pen could illustrate the wind, it would cover you, covet you, let you know how you belong and never leave you lonely. It would be to blow the hair off your face, that your smile would be the greatest blessing. The written lesson of earth is that it grows, fetch fruit, the pursuit of peace, our bodies laying connected, entering into warm soil and release pleasure and seed, earth's warmth and trust that returns to dust, but your footsteps are always enough to harvest fields of promise and blossoming with love. The sea asks you to return to me, that I may bathe you in the kisses of the moon who raises the tide and once you enter refuses to behave. I know not the sun unless it comes from your kiss. I know not night unless it's you that I miss.
The air that fastens itself to my soul is baited, awaited until you return. Home.
Yes, that vibe. Lord, have mercy.
I can never say anything that adequately describes how I feel when I hear him, so you got to take him, Diva.
I'm the same way. I'm the same way. He's just so good. He's just good like that. He leaves us speechless. I'm telling you, I can listen to you all day. I'm trying to tell you all day long. Just sit here with my eyes closed and just, oh God.
That's
so good. Yeah. Lord have mercy, Lordy. Thank you,
yes.
Coming
thank
in
you
here
so
vibing
much.
High with us too. Oh man,
you vibing too. So, baby, what you got going on Tuesday?
Well, we have Marvel versus DC on this Tuesday, as we discuss the Snyder Cut, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and all those things, because we are going to be a bunch of Marvel and DC nerds discussing nerdy things while playing some really cool music in the background and yelling back and forth about our assorted interests. It is your time to hear grown folks talking crap about comic books, TV shows, and all that stuff, because we are... very involved in that process. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
okay.
Well, thank you so much.
As the boss man would say, what do you do? A baby, baby.
Right. He does do that. Oh, wow.
Oh,
my goodness. Thank you so much, Javi, for expressing your vibe.
Yes, thank you for having me out here to express. Let me keep the vibe. Let me keep the vibe happening. Keep it going and make it pop off. And crack it late, make it feel some kind of way. Oh, baby, baby.
Oh, baby, baby. Oh, Lord.
Make sure
you take your socks off.
I'm trying to get you to take your socks off.
Oh, Lord.
Baby, you trying to take them off. Ain't no taking socks off. You trying to take them off.
Like, I'll pull your socks by your pinky toe. It'll make me pull your socks by your pinky toe.
You
a neck bones and macaroni.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. All right.
Let me stop messing. And why you be like, oh, you funny? You fired. You funny?
Right. And then you'll be right back on Tuesday.
And we'll just come back to work like ain't nothing happened. Just show up the next day. Yeah. Didn't I fire you? Would you? I don't. Who are you talking to? I don't even know who that guy was. You said. So small. I don't even know. We just gonna show up. We don't care.
All right. Well, thank
he
you.
Like, yo, how are you? He said, oh, I'm going to fire you from all your shows. Let me stop. I'm going to fire you from all your shows. All six of them. All six of your shows. You're fired. I'm going to fire you six times. Let me stop.
Oh, God.
All right. Thanks so much.
Oh, man.
You're welcome,
so much, Javi. I appreciate you.
Oh,
I really do.
Well, I appreciate you, too. One love, one man.
He's our New York John. All right, babe. Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
Wow. Diva, what
one
a
love,
show.
Yes, it was. Diva, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming in on board with me.
Okay, thank you for having me. This was an honor.
You know what's going to happen, don't you? You know what's going to happen.
What's going
to happen?
What's going to happen?
We're going to end up having Express Your Vibe. You know, you watch.
Who, me?
I can almost feel this coming.
I'm gonna see if I can put a bug in the station manager's ear because I'm kind of jealous. I like this show.
This show is fun.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yes, it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so, so much for coming in this debut show. I really appreciate all of you, and especially to my diva. Listen, guys, this pandemic is not over. If you want to get immunized, if not, hey, just keep your social distancing going and wear your mask. Be safe, everybody. And, hey, spread the love. Diva?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I really, really enjoyed this. I'm so glad you had me in here with you hosting. You know, you my girl. I got your back regardless. And we got the best chemistry, I swear. Everybody else, just like my sexy diva said, you know, this thing ain't over. They might be taking down the rules in certain states for wearing these masks, but it's still not over yet. So y'all need to stay safe. Okay, keep practicing the social distancing and wear your mask. Yeah, and if you choose to do so, go ahead and get immunized. It's a choice, but stay safe because this thing out here is attacking people's system. It's very, very real. It's very real. It's a very serious thing.
Right.
Continue to love yourself. Get that good relationship going inside, like I always say, and continue to love one another. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
Hey, Diva.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Huh?
This was a great show.
Yes, it
great
was.
Show.
This was an awesome show. Thank you, everybody, for vibing with us.
At first, I wanted just a home, but I'm vibing with you. There ain't a difference. Get to know me. Undenied, I am true. And you ain't meet another phony. Girl, I'm tired of what you took a flight to be lonely. I disguised that with blood. Cause you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shot it. Breakups to make up all day. You heard what I said. My heart ain't the safest game. Still feeling some pain. Heart on my sleeves and sometimes I can't breathe when I think of my past. I can't do that again. Won't go through that again. My heart ain't the safest. I fall and feel naked. But shorty with you, I feel it's a vibe. Oh Lord. Probably why when you leave me, you creep up in my mind. Now I'm online looking through your posts on some creep shit. Run your line and tell you when we eat it on some feast shit. No when I don't do it, so she think a nigga capping. But me, what I say, so she know I ain't just rapping. Had to fall back and understand what I'm after. My ex was my associates, but you were like my master. So why am I comparing? And I think cause it's scary. I met you, I fallen. You make me feel crawling. It's not out the question. If I fuck up and I know we just started, but flawless, it's not on my record. And I am not undefeated. Sometimes, yeah, I have cheated. And girl, it was premeditated. The tone for the song was inspired by nights in Vegas, yeah. But I'm vibing with you. There ain't a difference, get to know me. Undenied, I am true. And you ain't meet another phony. Girl, I'm tired of what you took a flight to be lonely. I disguised that with blood. Cause you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shawty. And it's only been a few months in the situation. Sure they got me thinking patient. Don't fumble a heart like I'm a quarterback. Roger that, my heart been in the blender. To this day, still picking splinters out the parts so I was left behind. I had to piece it back together, but it's parts in it going cold or frozen. I live the life of a chosen soldier. I need a body who gon' hold the toaster. Right beside me, a deep trench so the cold is water. Or hold me close when a soldier broken. So shorty, can you do that? I teach you how to shoot what you shoot back. If niggas got the drop and they do that, or put me back together when the world beat me blue black.
Baby, is anything I'm saying sounding crazy?
There ain't no difference, get to know me. And you ain't meet another phony. Took a flight to be lonely. 'Cause you a vibe, you a vibe.